Welcome to the Common Man Podcast. Today's guest is Phoebe Trautman. How are you doing, Phoebe?
I'm doing awesome, Lorenzo. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Of course. So I'd like to get started with a brief introduction, or can you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, and where you're from?
Yeah, so I grew up in, well, the suburbs of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and I'm still here, and I heard this term the other day, and I love it, a multipreneur, which just means I wear a lot of, I'm an entrepreneur, but I have multiple hats that I wear in terms of what I do right now, so I can go into more of that as we go.
That's kind of the short version. That's the first time I've heard that that phrase being used. I've heard of solopreneur or intrapreneur, but I like that one.
It's like because so many of us wear multiple hats, right? Or you have multiple businesses, so multipreneur. So I heard it and I was like, that's a great term. So let's keep that going.
Awesome. So I read that you're an accomplished soccer player and you've been inducted into the, Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well done. Good job.
Yeah, so I'm like, how do I pronounce that? Okay. So basically, I would like to, you know, hear a bit more about, you know, what does that mean to you? You know, how was it like being inducted into a Sports Hall of Fame? What does, you know, soccer mean to you? And like get into all to the sports. I love sports. I grew up playing sports my whole life. So I'd like to hear your side of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was an incredible honor. It was a tremendous honor. I still remember vividly getting the email. I was actually in Italy at the time. And I remember getting the email saying, you know, they wanted to induct me in the Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame. And it means a lot to have that honor. And, you know, I have been inducted in other sports hall of fames with my teams, you know, team induction. And this is the first time kind of as a, you know, when you play team sports, you're used to being recognized as your team. And so to have that award, just the contribution to sports in Coquitlam just means a lot. It really meant a lot. And so I remember getting the email and then we had the Hall of Fame induction night and it was wonderful because I had my friends, my family all there and they've been all part of the journey as well, like supporting me from close, from far. And so to have them there that moment, it meant so much and it means so much. And, you know, I get photos every now and then from friends with their kids and they go to the Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame where it is and they take pictures with the jersey. And so it's really heartwarming. And I hope it just inspires people to keep going after their dreams.
Yeah, that's awesome. I definitely would have anytime a family member goes like, yeah, send me a picture, send me something, right?
Yeah, it's neat. I didn't even ask for it. It's just like people, you know, they get excited. So they take a picture and send it. And so it's really cool. It's neat to have that collection and that moment. You know, you get to relive it every single time someone does that.
I'd like to ask, you know, what was your journey like, you know, growing up playing sports? Were you always interested in soccer? You know, what made you, you know, want to go fully into it? And, you know, was there any obstacles in your path?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started playing because I have an older brother, he's 4 years older. And so I was a little sister that kind of got dragged along, if you want, to all his games with my parents, right? So I was there on the sideline and I wanted to play. I saw him doing it. And so I wanted to kind of follow in his footsteps. And so I don't know if it was the team that I started on was supposed to be co-ed and maybe I was the only little girl, maybe it was a boys. I have no idea, but literally it was an all boys team. I was the only little girl. I was the only person of color. So I definitely stood out on the field and I loved it though. They welcomed me. I was used to playing with boys because my older brother and older cousins. And so it was a fun start. Eventually I ended up on a girls team and just fell in love with the sport and continued playing. And, you know, it wasn't always, I always did well. However, I had challenges, right? Where, you know, I remember not making a team and being devastated and crying and crying and crying. And, you know, in that moment, I learned a lot. My parents, you know, kind of sat me down and had the tough conversation of like, well, what do you want to do? Because what's done is done. You're not able to change a coach's decision. The coach made the decision. The past is in the past. What do you want to do going forward? Are you going to let one coach's decision determine your future? And, you know, and so having that tough conversation, I realized I needed to focus on what I could control, which was my work ethic, my, you know, skill set in terms of practicing, my mental attitude, you know, in terms of adapting. And so from then on, it was really, I just made that decision that I wanted to be an impact player on whatever team, whatever opportunity I was given, I wanted to make an impact.
Well, yeah. How was that conversation? Like, I know, those conversations are never, you know, really easy, right? When you're having those conversations, especially when it's highlighting something that you didn't achieve, right?
Yeah. And I think my parents are like incredible in the way that they communicated. It was just one of those where I kept crying for so long. I think it was to a point where it's like, okay, well, crying isn't helping you move forward. You've had the time to kind of, you know, vent and get rid of those frustrations and those emotions that were with it. And now what can you do going forward? Because ultimately at the end of the day, what's done is, you know, the past is the past. It's what you choose to do with that, right? And learning from that experience to move forward. And so it was a tough conversation. I definitely didn't take it well, if you will. However, I had, you know, at the end of the day, it was one of those, sometimes those toughest moments are where you grow the most. And looking back on that, it definitely set me up for success in my life, because from then I've always focused on what I can control and learning that in terms of, you know, throughout sport and having certain things happen and reflecting on that. Okay, well, what did I do? Did I let myself, you know, did I focus on what I could control, or was I letting other outside external factors determine how I feel in terms and what I do going forward?
Well, yeah. Do you feel like you learn more in your losses than in your success or wins?
I think you can learn in both, right? I think learning is a choice, right? You can choose to learn. You know, some people can have a loss and not learn anything from it. And in that way, that's kind of a disappointment, I think, if you're going through tough stuff and not taking it to learn. But I also do think you can learn in winning as well too. And so, you know, looking back over my career, I've had some tough losses where I definitely learned a lot. And then I've had some incredible wins where I've also learned too, you know, in terms of, like, I think back to my first year playing university soccer, and we lost in the national championship final. The first 2 years, we ended up losing the national championship final. It was devastating, absolutely devastating. Wow. That being said, learned a lot from that. The third year, our junior year, we didn't have a great result. However, in my senior year, we really came together as a team, and huge defining moment. And we ended up going on to win the NAIA championship final. And so we learned from the losses. However, we also learned from that win what you're capable of when you really pull a team together and make sure everybody's valued in terms of the contribution that they're bringing to the team.
It's so good. I'd like to talk a little bit about your multipreneur status, and what is your mindset going into business? You know, how does that translate from your past, you know, being in soccer and part of a team and now doing what you're doing now?
Yeah. So one of the things, I mean, soccer and sport in general has definitely, I've learned so much, so many life skills that have helped me in terms of being an entrepreneur, for sure, in terms of like commitment, dedication, time management, accountability. You know, there's a whole list of skills that you learn when you're an athlete. And it has helped me tremendously over in the business world. And in terms of what I'm doing now, I mean, I'm a very goal-oriented person. I've always been very goal-oriented. And so I bring that from like being an athlete into the business world in terms of setting goals and also sticking to that and realizing that so your success doesn't happen overnight. It's the same, you know, in soccer, you train, like you see, you know, we see the 90-minute, sometimes there's overtime, but that performance on the field. However, games are really won off the field in terms of that, what happens outside of that 90-minute game, the extra training. It's the same thing in business. We see successes. However, it's all the other stuff that leads to those successes, right? The phone calls, you know, showing up for meetings sometimes when you're tired, you know, like figuring it out and continuing to lay that foundation to have the results you're looking to have.
Yeah, no one really sees that, right? It's all happens in the shadows. And a lot of times people see the success and they don't see the journey and the grinding and the hard, the tough decisions, the hard things you had to go through. They just, oh, you know, this person looks so great on paper. But yeah, there's probably a long list of things they had to accomplish to get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to talk about your book, Never Quit on a Bad Day. You know, what is that about? And, you know, what inspired you to write it?
Yeah. So, you know, I just start smiling when you say the title, because it is such a great title. And I remember, you know, how the whole book came to be. I was sharing with some friends that it was on my heart to create something. I really didn't know what that was going to look like. And they're the ones who suggested write a book. And one thing I always encourage people is just be open, right? At the end of the day, be open. Because even when you might have a mission or a vision for what your life is going to look like, and sometimes it'll take a different path, right? You still want to make sure you're staying true to your mission. However, sometimes it takes a different path, and they're the ones who suggested write a book. And when I, you know, after, I'll give you the short version, after some back and forth with it, when I kind of settled on the idea of writing a book, I remember the conversation I had when I was being inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame in terms of an interview, talking about what sport has given me. And we talked about the, you know, life stuff that we've talked about. However, I said to the interviewer, I said, there's been so many incredible highs, like the national championships on all levels and personal accolades. And I said, however, the only reason I was able to have those highs are because of the lows, right? The getting cut from a team, not playing, you know, different things that I've had to go through to enjoy those highs. And so that's when I realized that's what I wanted the book to be about. Like, as you just shared, right? Some people, they see the successes, you don't necessarily see the journey. And so I wanted to write a book that would have contributors who are sharing the story behind the story. So some of the things on those days when they were frustrated, that they wanted to pack it in, what made them keep going and how did they keep going? And so that's really what the book is about. It's a short story, it's a compilation of short stories from entrepreneurs sharing, you know, some of their, what they feel is like one of those never quit on a bad day moments and what they did to push through. And it's written in a way where it's a short story. And at the end of the every chapter, there's a section called Reflections on Resilience, which is geared for the reader. Have a pen when you're reading the book, because that part's all about you as a reader to really reflect on your own journey. Because I truly believe we are way more resilient sometimes than we give ourselves credit for. Sometimes we just don't realize it or remember it. And so the book is really designed to help people be inspired, but also to take action with that inspiration.
And what was your mindset in writing it? Like, how long did it take you? Did you, you know, when you came up with the idea, I love the title, Never Quit on a Bad Day, because it just, it speaks to, you know, anything that you're going through. It's like, it's just an easy reminder, you know, that yeah, things are tough right now, but don't quit, keep on going, keep moving through. So, you know, what was your mindset in writing that? And who did you think of? And who is this book for?
Yeah, absolutely. So once I decided kind of on the theme, I remember hearing the saying, never quit on a bad day, years ago. And I loved it because it, as you just said, it applies to every area of your life, right? It can apply to sport, business, personal, relationship, everything. Like, and so I have this thing I say with God, I call it my open the door, close the door. And so I was saying, because I still was a little, I was kind of nervous because I've never written a book. And so it was kind of the unknowing and should I do this? And is this the right step? And so I had this open the door. Okay. If the domain never quit on a bad day is available, neverquitonabadday.com, then I know you're opening the door, move forward, fully expecting it to not be available. And it was. And so then I knew, okay, this is the right step. And so once I had kind of that confirmation, then I sat with it. And originally I wanted to create a book that would share kind of stories from athletes and entrepreneurs, kind of bringing, you know, my two loves into one. And then when I sat with it and I started listing like people who have just impacted my life and who I feel inspired by and who have just incredible stories and love to contribute, like to share and help people, the list just kept growing. And then I realized, you know what, this is actually more than one book. It's going to be a series of books. And so then I decided to start with the entrepreneurs. And so I reached out to people who, again, I've been mentored by, who have inspired me, who just have incredible stories, who we share a lot of the similar core values. And I wanted it to be a book that, you know, anyone can read and find someone that they connect with. And that's the feedback and reviews have been incredible in that people have connected to different stories for different reasons. And it's one of those books you can pick up at any time in your life and you're going to find a nugget of wisdom because you'll be at a different journey. And so the book really is for anyone who's ever had a dream or a goal and they felt frustrated, they felt disappointed, or they feel like they're kind of stuck maybe in pursuit of their goal and they're not sure how to keep going, or they're frustrated. You know, anyone who really just wants to move forward and wants some help and some companionship and some tips to help them do that.
Wow, that's awesome. Not to put you on the spot, but do you have a short story or a teaser or something you can, you know, tell the listeners here that they may be interested in getting this book?
Yes. Yeah, so when you say teaser in what way? Like from the book or?
Yeah, from the book, like a short story from the book or something, you know, that they can just like a little nugget or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, one of the stories that just jumps out to me, right? And I should say one thing, when listeners, they go to the website, you can get a free chapter from the book. So I'll share a little tidbit. That chapter is different than the one I'm going to share a tidbit, but it's of a couple and they are sharing kind of their bad day moment where just they felt like multiple things were kind of falling upon them and they were really struggling. And what's so interesting about their story, Dave and Roxanne Obiso, is they actually documented, they recorded a video on their lowest day. And in the book, there's QR code. So you can scan it and you can actually see them sharing. I believe it was 2018 or 2019. They're sharing their bad day moment and how frustrated they were. They were disappointed. However, they made a declaration that day. They knew that where they were right now in that moment wasn't their final destination. They knew that there are better things ahead for them. And so they documented that day because they wanted to remember it as like their launching pad, if you will. And in the book, they share a video of where they are now. And just when you watch the two, like just their posture, their confidence, how they've been able to transform their life. And they talk a lot about gratitude, how they were grateful, even when they were going through the challenges, they were grateful for where they were because they knew it was going to set them up for success down the road. And that is one lesson that, you know, we hear people throw around, be grateful, be grateful, be grateful. And sometimes it's challenging to be grateful when you're in the midst of something. And that's where it's just important to hang on to one little piece of gratitude. You know, I had share this in the book too. One of the things is to set a calendar invite or calendar events or in your phone. So I did this many, many years ago when I wasn't feeling super grateful. I was frustrated. My business wasn't growing as quickly as I wanted it to. And so I set a calendar reminder at 9:10 PM Pacific that goes off that says, I am so happy and grateful that. And I set that, you know, again, this is probably like 15, maybe even 18 years ago that I set that, but I still have it and repeats daily. Now my life's very different. I wake up, I'm grateful. I'm grateful throughout the day. It's just part of who I am. However, I had to start somewhere and it's being intentional. And that event makes me pause. And I encourage people to do it. Set a calendar event, whatever time of day is best for you. And most of the time you might, you know, be somewhere where you're settled that you can take 1 minute, 10 seconds, 5 minutes to go through what you're grateful for, because it's important to be grateful for the little things because the little things are what lead to bigger things.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to have to steal that for myself because it's so hard to be intentional. I mean, you might want to start something, start a goal, but then, you know, how do you stay consistent, right? How do you keep going? How do you stay and being accountable, I guess, through your calendar with the invite, you know, it's right there in your face. You can't ignore it.
Absolutely. And so sometimes it's those little things, right? It starts there. And so I do encourage you to pick a time that works best for you. Put in there, put it on repeat daily, right? Just put it on repeat daily because it forces you. And one of the things that's so important about gratitude, being grateful doesn't minimize your trials. It doesn't minimize what someone might be going through right now, right? However, being grateful just allows you to shift your perspective, even if it's for 1 minute, where it just shifts your perspective. You're grateful for something and it might be gratitude for something over here, even in the midst of what you're going through right here, finding something to be grateful for because it does shift your perspective. And when that perspective shifts, that's often when you're able to now take action to move forward in whatever way you need to move forward.
Yeah, that's so good. So how, as an entrepreneur, do you stay motivated daily, like in your consistencies? Like, how do you do it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human. So I'm not going to say every single day I'm extremely consistent. I have my moments. I definitely have my moments. However, one of the things that I set goals, right? I set monthly goals that I'm focused on for that month. I like to keep things simple. So typically it's like 3 goals for that month that I really want to focus on. And then I break that down into different tasks that I need to do to hit those goals. Also on a bigger scale, and I do talk about this a little bit in the book, is an activity that was transformational for me and I've kind of elevated over the years, but it's called your dream day. And basically what it is, and I have a workbook that goes through it in more levels, if you will. The simplest form is I encourage people to get a journal, right? Get a pen, go somewhere quiet where you can like take some time and think about what your dream day looks like for you. So from the moment you open your eyes to the moment you close your eyes at night. So first thing in the morning, when you wake up, what do you see? How do you feel? Who are you with? And what activities do you enjoy on your dream day? What does your life look like? What do relationships look like? What do your surroundings look like? And you want to write in present tense, and you really want to get in the feeling of it. The reason I share this activity is because it has, for me, has been transformational. I've done it over and over again in the years, as I said, of elevate and added to it. That keeps me motivated because I remember my dream day. I've written it out. I know what I'm working towards. So even in those times where I'm a little frustrated or things aren't going as quickly as I would want them to, that's when I focus on my dream day. And I, you know, on the picture of the workbook that I created, I have a picture of a lighthouse because that's how I use my dream day. I literally use it as a lighthouse when things are fresh, you know, rocky, or I'm not feeling super motivated. I think about that lighthouse. I think about my dream day, and that inspires me to stay consistent. Again, being human, there are moments, right. But to be consistent, you know, over the long haul of moving forward with my goals.
Yeah, that's so good. It's that daily dose of trying to, you know, motivate yourself by keeping your eye on the bigger picture, right?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not even about being motivated because, again, there's going to be days where you're not necessarily motivated. This is where commitment is so important, right? Being committed, you know, there's a saying, it's like commitment means doing the thing you said you're going to do, even on the days, I'm butchering it, but basically paraphrasing, even right. on the days you don't want to do it, right? It's being committed. And even if you don't feel motivated to do it, looking at the commitment you made to yourself, honoring that and doing the tasks that you need to do to help you get to what you want to accomplish.
That's so good. What insights or advice would you give to someone wanting to start a business or get into entrepreneurship or maybe wanting to write a book? Like you said, is there an open door? Maybe is there not? You know, how could, what would someone do?
Yeah. So I think writing a book, I mean, nowadays it's, there's so many resources out there in terms of writing a book. So I would encourage someone to, well, figure out what you want to write about. What are you passionate about? For me, I realized when I decided to write a book, I right away was like, well, I'm going to write a book, but it has to do two things because this was important to me. Number one, whatever I was going to write about had to help and inspire people. That was just on my heart. So I knew I wanted that. And I had to feel passionate about the topic that I was writing about. I had to want to do it because then I was excited about it. And the more I started thinking about what, you know, the book was going to be about, I got excited about and I was passionate about and wanting to really dig deep with it. So if someone wants to write a book, I mean, there's so many resources out there. There's coaches that can help you. There's courses you can take. I think it's really important to just start writing, start where you're at, right? Just start writing. But, you know, because so often we can get an analysis paralysis where we're like, well, I'm going to learn how to write a book and we're watching YouTubes and this and that. Yet we're not taking action, right? So I would say just start writing and then you can look at for, you know, resources depending whether you are creative enough and you want to do your own book design cover, you want to hire someone, do you want a coach, do you need an accountability partner? You know, there's lots of resources out there, but it all comes down to why do you want to write a book? Right? Why do you want to start a business? So it's the same thing as you, when you have a really clear why, and this is a saying, when you have a really clear why, you'll figure out the how. And so when you really have like, why, this is the question I'd ask someone, well, why do you want to have a business? You know, and some people will be like, oh, because I want to be my own boss. Okay. But why do you want to be your own boss? Because I want to make my own hours. But why do you want to make your own hours?
Right.
Well, because I want, you have to just, it's like, you have to keep asking yourself why and really get to that root of what is it? What is it? Because it's good. Being an entrepreneur, you're going to have bumps. You're going to have days you don't want to do stuff as we're talking about. However, when you have a strong why, you will continue to do it because you'll stay committed to that why. So I encourage people to dig deep as to why they want to do it. And then sometimes you just got to, you know, rip the Band-Aid off and go for it. And you figure a lot of stuff out on the way as you go as well too.
Yeah. And I love what you said at the end is you're going to figure it out, right? You're not going to know every single thing that's going to happen. You can analyze as much as you can. You can plan as much as you want. But if you don't get started, if you don't move the muscle, then you're not going to grow and you're not going to build it.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's just doing one thing, like starting basic. Just do one thing to move yourself forward, right? If you want to start a business, do one thing today that's going to help you on that track. Maybe it's figuring out your why. Maybe it's figuring out what you're passionate about, what you're good at. Maybe it's writing out what is a business like, what does it look like for you? Maybe it's finding a mentor, a coach. Like, just every day, do one thing, like one thing that's going to move you closer to your goals and dreams. That's like the starting block. And then from there, obviously, you continue to, you do a lot more than one. But in the beginning, it's just doing one thing.
Yeah, that's, that reminds me of a book I read in the past. I think it's by Dan Hardy, but it's called The Compound Effect. But literally, you do one thing, you do one, get 1% better a day. You know, you go to the gym today. You go to the gym tomorrow. You spend 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, and then 30 minutes. Like, the compound effects happen over time. And as long as you know, keep doing it little by little, don't have to do big chunks. You don't have to get burnt out. Just get better every day. Start learning something new every day.
Absolutely. That's a great book, because it breaks it down into like the simple things, and realizing that, as you just shared, it's just do one thing. It'll build. And when you look back on your year, after a year of just those one little thing, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is, you're going to look back and be like, wow, look how far I came. But it all starts with that one thing and starting.
Yeah. All right. Two things, Phoebe, as you know, we kind of wrap up, where can people follow you? Where can people get your book? Is it out? And, where can people go?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned before, my website, so it's just www.neverquitonabadday.com. So you can head over there, you can get a free chapter from the book. You can click on a link that'll take you over to Amazon. The book is available on Amazon and other online book retailers as well too. So you can grab a copy there. And then in terms of Instagram and Facebook, the handle is just Never Quit on a Bad Day. So super simple. And again, it's just keeping that saying in your mind, whether someone gets the book or they never get the book, just remember, never quit on a bad day. Keep moving forward.
Yeah. And then any final thoughts or something I didn't get to ask you that you'd like to leave with the listeners today?
I really want to encourage the listeners to set that event in your phone. Like, it is such a small thing. However, I know how much it's transformed my life and other people who have done it, because it's being intentional, and it's such a small thing. So it's super easy to do it, and it's super easy not to do it. However, for those who are listening on, like, they want more, right? That's why they're here, right? That's why you're doing what you're doing, to help. And so I encourage people to do it. Just set that event in your phone. I'm so happy and grateful that. Do that every single day, whatever time works best for you. It could be a minute. You might have 5 minutes, whatever it is. And just watch how it's going to transform your life from that one little thing. That's where that compound effect will grow from there. And it really will shift your perspective to accomplish incredible things.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Phoebe, for all your insights and your wisdom. And I really appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. You're helping people. You're changing a lot of lives. And with that, there's such a ripple effect, because when you change one life, you change many lives with that too.